Good morning, Brian here in the forest, and I'm just going to invite my Telegram crowd as well. And of course, this video will go live on ThreeSpeak later. So, yes, I tried to record this video yesterday while flying my drone. So, when I put out versions later, I might well put drone photos and my talking. But yesterday, I don't know, there's something about being in my park in Tel Aviv. It's Brian of London here. Hey, everybody. Yes, doing it live with a small audience. There's something about here that I can, I don't know, express myself better. Even though the story I'm going to tell, I know, and I want to tell it. So, we all know that Tommy Robinson is inside Belmarsh now, serving 9.5 weeks of a 19-week sentence handed out for filming a video outside a court case, three specific charges, causing anxiety to Muslim paedophile rapists, alleged at the time, convicted shortly after. He caused them anxiety. He broke a reporting restriction that was improperly communicated, but the fact that the courts failed to communicate it properly was no defense for Tommy, so he broke that, and that's that, because of technicalities in the law that were wrong on the explanatory website of the government. And that's just it. You had to be a better lawyer than the guy who wrote the website for the government. So, and another charge. What was the other charge? I can't remember. Anyway, he's in prison as a journalist for reporting in a slightly wrong way. And for intimidating these Muslims, asking them the question, how do you feel about your verdict and is that your prison bag? That is what landed him in one of the UK's highest security prisons with jihadis, many of whom would like to kill Tommy. So there's a case from 2016, and it's a really interesting case. Now, there's been, over the last 5 or 6 years in the UK, dozens, I don't know, up to 60 or something, of these long, complicated trials with multiple defendants and multiple victims, rape gang, what the British call rape gangs, what the press then call Asian rape gangs, and what I call jihad rape. Now, this particular case is slightly different because there's actually only one victim and actually only one, multiple rapes, but in one event. And the event was that a girl, a 16-year-old girl, her best friend was going away and she asked her friend, and she was new in the area, and she asked her friend if they knew anybody that she could hang out with. And her friend gave her the name of one guy. So on her way somewhere else, she said that she would meet this one guy, and he turned out to be a Somali Muslim. And this was the night after Eid. Eid is the ceremony, the celebration at the end of the month of Ramadan, which has been known as the month of war. It's when Muslims fast all day and then break their fast at night in a big meal. Anyway, Eid is the last night of that. So she met this guy the day after Eid. And it went wrong, basically. He was soon joined by his friends. They steered her into a seedy, crappy, horrible hotel in Manchester. And they, and at least three of them, raped her. But there were more of them in the room. So there was a whole gang. But it wasn't the classic rape gang grooming event, but it's very similar. But the other thing is that this was a gang of Somalis. Now, Somalia is a country in a place called Africa. Africa is not Asia. It is impossible to call Somalis Asians. Now, what actually happened during the trial was that this 16-year-old gave evidence, because without her giving some evidence, there was no case. And the case was completely... the three defendants whose DNA was everywhere and so on, They didn't deny that they'd had sex with her, but their defense was that she was asking for it. She was a slaggy white girl asking for it. And her, I think, middle-class parents, she was going to a private school, were pretty shocked to hear that from these boys, and the court was pretty shocked to hear that from these boys, and they threw it right out and said that they'd raped her. And they got around 10 years. So they'll be out soon, actually, because this was 2016. They'll serve half their time, as long as they behave nicely, and they'll be out soon. They gang raped a girl. Horrific. I mean, I'm not even going to go into the details. I'll link to the Daily Mail, the Sun, the Express. Everybody wrote about it. And with lurid details. Horrible. Pretty horrible stuff, what they did to her in this hotel. But the reason the case is even more interesting for us, firstly, you cannot say that they were Asian. They are not an Asian rape gang. The only thing that they have in common with the 3 decades or 4 decades of other gang raping going on in the UK is Islam, is the system they were brought up in. And in the court case and in the reporting, they talk about cultural factors and so on. What's very interesting is that the families of these rapists all showed up in court, 50 of them at a time, all to support their sons. Okay, they supported the actions of their sons. Even if you take their defense at its value, which was having a wild sex with a white girl who was up for it, according to their defense, their families showed up in court to defend this. Not only did they show up in court, they hurled abuse at the family of the victim. They hurled abuse at the victim such that she didn't attend court on every day. She only attended when it was necessary for her to attend. So she couldn't attend the case because of she was terrified of the gangs and the crowds of the family of her rapists. Okay? Now, I've looked and I cannot find a single conviction for contempt of court of any of the families of these members or any of the other men who were in the room while she was being gang raped. That's beyond a doubt. But the only convictions were 3 Somali Muslims for rape. And they only got 10 years or so. Which to me, when you compare 10 years for a gang rape how she had the courage to bring this case and to go to court and to give evidence, I don't know. That is courage. That is courage beyond anything. And they get 10 years for that. Tommy gets 9 months for waving a phone at rapists and asking them how they feel about their verdict. Okay? And then Tommy, oh yeah, of course, Tommy's third charge was inciting his followers. It was a deliberate misreading of his words, a deliberate removal of context. He was, of course, telling the media, why do they not look into the background of the rapists? He was telling the media, look into the families of the rapists. No, not his followers, the media. But they took that out of context and they convicted Tommy of inciting his followers. Here you have an actual case where the families and friends of these 3 rapists were actually intimidating and hurling abuse at the victim and her family, and nobody goes to prison. Nobody's even arrested. Nobody is stopped. There is no action taken by authorities. The British legal system is wretched. It is vile. It is totally dimified. It is a slave to Islam. They knew that this was a Somali community, which is predominantly, in that case, Muslim community. They were terrified, the authorities, terrified. They'll put 3 of the kids in prison. They won't prosecute anymore. They won't dig for charges. They won't really work hard to see if any of the others who were in the room who did nothing to stop a gang rape by their friends. That in itself should be a crime. Not stopping your friends from gang raping a girl should be a crime. Whereas apparently in Britain today, waving your phone at someone and saying, how do you feel about your verdict? That's a crime. Not stopping a gang rape, not a crime. Nobody investigated. Nobody taken for contempt of court. The whole thing stinks to high heaven. And that is why I am hashtag Free Tommy. I'm delighted to see Free Tommy popping up everywhere. I really hope that they get some sense of scale of this movement that's in going on in Britain. Forget infighting, forget all of this other stuff. If you don't take back your country from people who think that all that, you see, what they're doing is they're doing the bare minimum. Convict three rapists, send them to prison for 10 years. They'll be out. They're not sorry. Their families believe that what they did was fine and right, because culturally they were just taking what their right hand possesses, a sex slave, a non-Muslim girl who means nothing, who has no value. That's what they were doing. That's there. It's in the Quran, it's in the Hadith, it's in the stories of the Prophet Muhammad, their prophet, their false prophet Muhammad. That comes directly from the scripture. So this behavior is going to get worse and get worse and get worse, because the authorities don't have the balls to stop it. And to stop it, you have to tell these people, and you have to impose incredible sanctions upon them and their entire families, because these actions happen. And this we've seen across the Muslim gang rape thing, is that families had to have known. Wide groups of families, brothers, uncles, fathers, in some instances, whole male Muslim families knew, and the women knew it was going on, and they say and do nothing to stop it because they are fine with it. They do not think it is wrong to rape non-Muslim girls in Britain. And that is a cultural attitude you have imported. You allow it to be spread in the mosques, and you don't do anything about it. I'm Brian of London. I'm here in the forest in Tel Aviv. I will shave at some point, but not yet. I hope that makes some sense. Perhaps I'll put it out later with some pretty drone pictures in order to be a little less unpalatable, because it's a pretty sickening story. Anyway, thanks very much for watching. Share it around. Try and save England and free Tommy. And I hope lots of you take part in small and large demonstrations in the coming weeks. We'll see if we can't get something organised for the British Embassy in Tel Aviv. We're working on that. To be arranged. All right, I'm Brian of London. I'm here in Bereshit Forest in Tel Aviv. It is riotously hot. And thanks for watching.